Good morning. I hope you're having a good one. It's 17 minutes past 8. You're with Tom and Alex.
You may know our next guest on the show from films like Animal House, A Few Good Men, Apollo 13, Mystic River, and, of course, the 1984 film Footloose. He's in a brand new movie about mutants and Nazis and the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that comes out this week. It sounds a little something like this.
Good evening. My name is Sebastian Shaw.
You have the chance to become part of something much bigger than yourself.
What do you know about me?
Everything.
There are thousands of men on those ships. They're just following orders.
I've been at the mercy of men just following orders. Never again.
There you go. That's a taste of X-Men First Class, the movie, which comes out this week. And to tell us more about it, we welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Kevin Bacon. Hooray!
Hey!
Hi, Kevin Bacon.
Well, you got a lot of people there, huh?
Yeah, it's really, really crowded in here. They're really excited.
We told them Kevin Bacon was going to be on the show, and they all ran into the studio. How's it going?
Well, it's going well. When you told me that your audience was mostly young people, I thought to myself, well, that must be a lot of people that have no idea who I am.
No, not at all. What are you talking about? You're Kevin Bacon, for God's sakes. What are you up to at the moment? What have we caught you doing?
I'm actually in London and just flew over yesterday to do some press for X-Men.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
And you're in the new X-Men film.
First class
is the one. You are an evil person. Why are you so bad, Kevin Bacon?
Well, I want to create nuclear war between the Russians and the Americans so that the humans will destroy each other and leave us a nice clean world where it can be inhabited by mutants.
Mm. Do you feel like you can relate to that character, Kevin?
That's not my life's dream.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Right. Well, that's interesting. Well, it's good for you to stretch yourself. It's good to hear.
You stretch yourself a bit in there as well with a couple of accents as well. You put the linguistics up to the test. How was the training process for this particular one?
Well, actually, no accents. I'm actually speaking German.
Oh, but sorry. That's what I should say. Kevin.
Fine.
Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I speak German and I speak Russian. I spoke some Spanish too, but they cut it out of the movie, which is fine. There were two levels to it. One was that the character is one of those people that kind of works every kind of angle, and if he's dealing with a Russian diplomat, he's going to be one person. If he's dealing with a beautiful woman, one person, or with a little boy, somebody else. He's very manipulative in that way. But I think the other thing about the movie is that it's got a very international sort of feel. They're kind of going all over the globe, and there's a lot of different languages being spoken, and I think it's hopefully going to kind of add to its broad appeal. It's a very cool movie.
What about your connection to X-Men itself, Kevin? Have you been a fan? Did you used to read the comics and stuff, or have you seen any other films?
I wasn't really that much of a comic book admirer as a kid. I certainly knew and liked the movies. I think that as comic book movies go, X-Men, in its own way, the series has a more serious element to it that I really sort of like. And a lot of the things that are resonating in this film as well is just the idea of accepting yourself for who you are and not trying to be something that you're not. And I think that's sort of an important message. I had a great source in Marvel in that, when you start to do one of these movies, they put a Bible together for you that's just everything that's ever been written about your character in the comic books. So I got a stack and was able to go back and pore over that stuff, and it was a great source of research.
I guess you feel the pressure from the comic book fans in one of these movies as well, Kevin. I was reading an interview in which one of the stars admitted that they never read the comics, perhaps even under torture. Have you encountered this as yet, or are you looking at it to come?
I haven't encountered it as of yet. I think that a lot of that stuff comes from the web. People who want to, the fanboys like to blog and write. But I do know that both Marvel and, Fox feel a certain kind of loyalty towards that core audience. And, I respect that. I mean, the one thing that I'll say that might be a little strange is that my physical appearance in the movie is extremely different than the physical appearance of the comic book character. So hopefully they're going to be able to get past that.
Sebastian Shaw wears like 19th century, like 18th century clothing and stuff. Why you missed out on that, mate?
Yeah, there was something about, you know, he looked like Benjamin Franklin on steroids, and I just couldn't go there.
Well, if you're a big fan of X-Men, you will of course have an answer ready for this question, the ultimate question: what would be your ideal mutant power? I'll let you think about it for a second, Kevin. I'll run you through some of the other ones you may not have heard of. Maybe you're not familiar with some of these X-Men, some of the lesser known genuine mutants in the X-Men series.
Actual X-Men.
These are real X-Men. Here we go.
I feel comedy coming.
Comedy's coming. Kevin, strap yourself in. It's Breakfast Radio. Okay. Maggot. Maggot's power set consisted of digestive system being biomechanical maggots that could eat anything and give him super strength. That's pretty good, isn't it? Skin had extra feet of skin, which he could control. I've got him described here as like Mr. Fantastic, but way lamer. Lifeguard can gain whatever superhuman abilities are needed in a life-threatening situation, so it's good, but she doesn't have the powers all the time. And my favourite, Cypher, a.k.a. Doug, can translate any language. That's his only power, is omnilinguism. Now, any of those grab you at all, Kevin?
I think I would want the power to be able to consume discarded plastic bottles and turn it into sexual energy.
What would your name be then, Kevin?
Bottle sex. Bottle sex.
Let's see. Bottle sex? Maybe.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure. You guys can work on that.
Okay. Well, how about we go to a song?
You didn't give me enough time.
We'll come back with perhaps a name.
I'll get back to you.
A name for that after this on Triple J. You're Tom and Alex having a chat to Kevin Bacon.
That's Triple J Breakfast. Tom and Alex are with you, joined on the line by the one and only Kevin Bacon. A pleasure to have him on the show indeed. Okay, Kevin, have you had a thought about your mutant superhero name? This is a mutant. Your mutant power, you requested, if you could have it, was to collect plastic bottles and absorb them and turn them into sexual energy. I suggested bottle sex. You shot that down straight off the bat, to be honest. I thought it was just a blue sky session. You weren't happy with that. Have you thought of a name for your mutant power?
Maybe Bottle Rock.
Bottle Rock.
What about Aphrodite?
Yeah, I don't know.
You've lost enthusiasm for the idea, right? I feel like. But, Kevin, I'm interested to ask you, this new video comes out this week, of course, but you started your career way back in, like, 78, and you've been making films for so long. Your filmography is very, very impressive. How has movie making changed for you from when you started your career to now in 2011?
I think there's less movies being made by the studios now. They tend to make fewer movies and spend a lot more money on them. I think that there's, you know, the advent of the digital age is actually kind of exciting, I think, because nowadays if you have a camera phone and a computer, you know, you can shoot a movie and edit it and put it out there. And I think that more and more you're going to see young and sort of inventive filmmakers kind of starting to challenge the studio system, and I think that it's going to be good for all of us ultimately. I think we're going to have some rocky times, certainly with home systems and whether or not people are going to keep going out to the movies or not. But I think that, you know, I think we'll ultimately, it'll be good for the film business.
On Triple J, we're having a chat to Kevin Bacon. And Kevin, we've discovered some brand new music. We are a music station here, so we like to play a lot. And I think we've got a bit of audio from a band that you know very well. It's the Bacon Brothers. Cool. Can we hear a little bit here?
Here we go. Oh my God, where did she get that body? What's she got on the eye?
So groovy. We're so excited to find out you were in a band and enjoy music, Kevin, as well. What do you like about it, and what kind of music do you write?
When we first put the band together, it's been like quite a few years now, and I guess that track that you played is off of our fifth studio record.
Wow.
We decided to call it the kind of people say what kind of music you play. We said Foro Soco, which stands for Folk Rock Soul Country, and I think it's really just a... You know, it's kind of a joke, but it also sort of indicates just the fact that our influences were sort of all over the map, you know.
It's a big market, too. You can sort of sell a lot of records.
Exactly. or in this case, a very small market. I grew up listening to, rock music and soul music, and, you know, much later in my life, you know, sort of came around to understanding country, and my brother's very influenced by folk. So, you know, it's sort of an amalgam of all those things.
And has it amazed you how much it's kind of taken off? Did you start this project with the idea of Mona just messing around with your brother, and suddenly five albums in, you're doing that alongside acting?
We really put it together for just one show. We just wanted to do one gig, and we were surprised. I mean, certainly when we look back, we're surprised that we're still at it. But, you know, we end up playing probably 40 or 50 dates a year, and We enjoy it. It's our kind of hang, you know. I mean, I don't play golf or have a Thursday night poker game. And you know, what we do to have a good time is to get together with our buddies and make some music.
Cool, man. Are you the lyricist? I've got the lyric here. If I was 007, I would take that girl to heaven every single day.
I wrote those lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say.
No, it's good stuff. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for chatting to Triple J Breakfast, man. It is a pleasure to have a chat to you. And
if you want to see Kevin Bacon as a criminal mastermind who consumes energy and then brings it back on people.
Not sexual energy, just normal killing soldiers kind of energy.
I'm sure there's some small facets of society that would find it quite sexual, Kevin, but to us it was just freaking awesome. Yeah. So thank you very much for having a chat to us on Triple J.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, Kevin. See you later, man.
Take care. Bye.
If you squint with your ears, it's pretty good. Tom and Alex on Triple J.